Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on generosity, on being magnanimous in one's ways, as well as a person trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find that these three things go together. That when a person is generous, he's generous also in his mannerisms, he's generous in his speech, he's generous in his smile, he's generous in his du'as, and he's also generous in his niyat, as we did yesterday. And a person is also generous as far as making du'as for other people also are concerned. And today we see that when a person does this, trusting in Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala makes intizam for him. Allah Ta'ala works out a way, Allah Ta'ala works out a system to provide for him from sources that one can't even imagine. Sometimes it's even supernatural forces that Allah Ta'ala uses so that to assist this person. Why? He put his trust in Allah Ta'ala, and together with that he acted upon this, and he was generous, he was kind, he was good. So Allah Ta'ala in return doesn't forget this person. The man that trusted in Allah Ta'ala, I think Allah Ta'ala will never forget him. Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget those people that even disobey him. Sometimes those people that disbelieve in him, Allah Ta'ala is providing for that person. So that man that is trusting in Allah Ta'ala and he's generous also, Allah Ta'ala will never ever forget that type of person. Today's hadith عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بينما رجل يمشي بفلاة من الأرض فسمع صوتا في سحابة اسقي حديقة فلان فتنحى ذلك السحاب فأفرغ ماءه في حرة فإذا شرجة من تلك الشراج قد استوعب ذلك الماء كله فتتبع الماء فإذا رجل قائم في حديقة يحول الماء بمسحاته فقال له يا عبد الله ما اسمك قال فلان للاسم الذي سمع في السحابة فقال له يا عبد الله لم تسألني من عن اسمي فقال إني سمعت صوتا في السحاب الذي هذا ماؤه يقول اسقي حديقة فلان لاسمك فما تصنع فيها فقال أما إذا قلت هذا فإني أنظر إلى ما يخرج منها فأتصدق بثلثه وآكل أنا وعيالي ثلثا وأرد فيها ثلثة رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a man walking in the desert land, when he heard a voice from a cloud saying, go and irrigate the orchard of so and so person. So now this, when we hear an incident like this, we mustn't think that this sounds like a fabrication, wa na'udhu billah. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala makes this happen so that we get an idea, a glimpse of the help and assistance of Allah Ta'ala from the unseen. Otherwise, there's no need for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to have told us this incident, but just to give us an understanding of what the help of Allah Ta'ala is from the unseen, so that we can appreciate. So there was a man that was walking in the desert, and whilst he was walking in the desert, he heard a voice saying that go and provide water for such and such a person. A cloud was being told, and the man overheard, the man that was walking, he overheard this voice telling the cloud that go and provide water for such and such a person. So now the person that was walking, naturally he got surprised to hear this voice. And then what had happened when this happened, so the cloud moved, that one cloud broke away from the other clouds, it moved away from there and it poured out its water onto a rocky ground. So either that whole cloud moved or the portion of the cloud broke away, one of the two things, but anyway it moved and it poured out its water onto a rocky ground. And when it did this, a water channel then gathered all the water. So now this man was more curious. He heard the voice and he seen the cloud moving, and then he see the cloud pouring its water, and a channel is forming, collecting all that water, and now that water is flowing and moving as though some system came into place from the unseen. So he's following this water now to see where is it going. So when he followed that water, he found a man standing in an orchard guiding the water with his spade. The channel of water is coming. This man is standing in the orchard and he's guiding that water to move into his orchard. So this person that was walking and seen this whole scene, he said, he asked this person of the orchard, O servant of Allah, what is your name? He replied, I am so and so. And he gave the same name which the person had heard from the cloud. That same name that he had heard, this person, he now gives that same name. The man replied, I heard a voice from a cloud from which this water came down saying, irrigate the orchard of so and so, and your name was mentioned. What do you do in your orchard? Now he was so surprised. Specifically Allah Ta'ala had made an intizam There was no need for artificial irrigation. Allah Ta'ala had made from the unseen the cloud do all this, a channel formed. So what speciality, what's so special about you that all this had happened? Tell me, what are you doing? So this person now replies, he says, because you are asking, I'm telling you. I'm not that I'm boasting or bragging about what I do, but because you are asking me, I'll tell you what is my secret. This person now tells him that I estimate the produce of this land and I give 1/3 of it in sadaqah. Whatever is going to come out of this orchard of mine, I estimate it. And 1/3 of that is for sadaqah, is for charity. 1/3 is for me and my family, and 1/3 goes back as capital. In other words, to get money to reinvest in my farm. So 1/3 of the produce I use for charity, 1/3 for myself and my family, what we call living expenses, and 1/3 goes back as capital to use for the expenses of the farm, so that I can replant, etc. This was his policy that he had. And look how Allah Ta'ala appreciated it. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala made it such that even the water that needed to come to that farm was coming directly from the khazana of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So when a person is charitable, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala provides for him. And this charity is something that we should continue giving and continue. Even as we mentioned yesterday with the niyat, man doesn't have, but he has niyat in my head, if in his heart, that if I had, Allah Ta'ala would give me. There's one incident, we'll just mention it quickly. Interesting incident of how the niyat in the heart affects the assistance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. There was one man that came up to, and he was the sheikh of our Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullahi. He was famously known as Miyaji Noor Muhammad. So one person came up to this Miyaji Noor Muhammad, and he had told him that there's a court case going on with one piece of my land. Someone else has taken it, and now I'm claiming it from the court. Make dua that I'm successful in this bid of mine, in this court case, because this, now when you talk about a piece of land, not one small piece like we have here, generally it's massive pieces of land where they do farming, irrigation, crops, etc. So he said, make dua that this case comes in my favor. So Miyaji Noor Muhammad was a pious person. He said, you see this sati of mine, this companion of mine, Haji Imdadullah, he's staying there in one masjid. There's a need for a few rooms around it to be used as a khanka, etc. This person was a wealthy person that was making the request. So he told him that, I'll make dua for you, but in return what you do is you make some arrangements to see that these rooms and all are built, are complete. So this person said, Hazrat, no problem. I'll do that. I'll get those rooms built that need to be built, and you in turn make dua. So this was like an understanding that they had. So anyway, after a few days, he had won the case. This person won the case. So he got so happy. He came back to tell Miyaji Noor Muhammad Rahmatullahi that I won this case. So anyway, now this thought came to his mind. Now I got my kam is done. Instead of me building whatever I was supposed to build and I agreed on, I'll only do half. Leave that other half to someone else to do. So he just changed his niyat. That's all he did. He had a good niyat, but he changed his niyat. Few days later, the judgment came, a new order had come that half you take and half was the disputant takes. So in other words, you don't take the full amount. Now he comes back to Haji Miyaji Noor Muhammad and he tells him, hey, this is what happened, Hazrat. Hazrat said, I made dua that Allah Ta'ala gives you the whole thing. But you changed your niyat, so Allah changed the faisla. Allah Ta'ala changed the faisla in your, to make it such. So if your niyat is such, Allah's help will come down. But the moment you decide you also want to change, Allah Ta'ala will change the circumstances. So therefore, when we make niyat, and Allah Ta'ala then makes it possible for us to fulfill that good niyat, we should fulfill it, not we change it now to suit our whims and fancies. May Allah Ta'ala give us only tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.